This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosie Brick said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on a Wednesday evening. I would like to start off today, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
People deserve that face.
And I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
So we'll talk to Legler, Tim Legler.
Wow. I'm glad I got to hear that.
Michael, what are your thoughts?
That's disturbing.
Is it really?
Almost like, you know, take a couple of days, Don. Get yourself together.
All right. I'll see you.
Wow. Legler is not that tough to fire off.
No, not at all.
Could we
made it
could
a
we
great
get that
drop.
One more time, Anthony? Just one more time?
So we'll talk to Legler, Tim Legler. Wow. I saved it.
Did you? No, you didn't. No, that wasn't a save. I love you, but that wasn't a save.
Don, that was the equivalent, going back to Billy Madison, that was the steaming pile of poop on the front walk, and your way of saving it was taking your boot and just stomping on the poop.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
See, you know what he's doing, Peter? He stockpiles Drop Madness drops.
I don't want to win with that.
I mean,
you won with stench from a Marinac.
Now, real quick, I know
that wasn't
Andrew,
my fault, by the way.
It is incredibly
the thing that was
early.
Your fault was what Peter says. I think this is stench. I mean, it's STENCH. What could it have been?
Well, why would you expect stench to be the name?
But once
I said,
read
I believe
it,
I'm
be
saying
stench.
This right. Is my code for is this right? Like I believe I'm saying it right because I know.
Yeah, but we don't
that
know
it's
your
stench.
Code.
But this can't be right. And you know what? The instincts were correct because it wasn't right, was it?
Andrew
Bennett.
Andrew.
Yes.
I know it's very early, but you know how the day
you
after
you can't ask me to seed that now.
Just hold on. The day after the NCAA tournament, everyone does their way too early rankings. I'm just asking, do you imagine that Legler is in the Don region next year?
Yeah, I think it could be. It could be an 8 or a 9, but it's very, very early.
It wasn't special, let's be honest. Don making
Anthony,
a mistake,
you said,
how rare.
Anthony, you said you have something you believe could be a 1 seed? Is that what you said?
Jam it up! Yeah, come on, really. Now I think that's why Andrew does this. Because when you hear that,
jam it up!
And then you hear this.
So we'll talk to Legler, Legler.
That's a 9 or a 10 compared to the 1. Come on, let's be honest.
But the fact that you almost called him the LA Lakers and then called him Legger.
And where do the Lakers play? In what league?
The NBA.
The NBA.
And
yeah.
What league does Legler cover?
The NBA.
Right.
So there was logic behind it all.
Yeah. Now it makes sense.
You're smoking bowls, man. You're smoking out of an apple. See, that's a high seed.
If college football was a big steaming pile of dung, he'd be living inside it, rubbing it all over his face.
Those are drops
that's
to be
about
proud.
Paul Feinbaum, by the way, for those new to the show.
Yeah. He is already, Don, you're already off to just an incredible
what a start for
new
him.
Year.
What another great year for Don.
So 20 women who had filed lawsuits against Deshaun Watson have amended their petitions to disclose their names. Another lawsuit is expected to be refiled by tomorrow after an emergency hearing was canceled earlier today. One of the original 22 plaintiffs was dropped for now. The word is, in light of privacy and security concerns, the plaintiff has decided not to pursue her case for now. Plaintiff reserves the right to refile this case once such concerns have been addressed.
See, this was a Hail Mary by Rusty Harden, thinking that all of the women would not want to put their names to it. And now, what's his next move? 20 of them are putting their name to it. So what's he pulling out of a hat now? Even the lawyer for the women said, you know what? He thought that this was the play, but now we're going to answer back, and now he's got nothing. So let's see what Rusty Harden has next. I mean, every woman is putting their name to it.
Here's the conversation he should have with Deshaun. Deshaun, explain to me in every possible detail what went on during these massages. And tell me with all of your heart that you did nothing wrong on every single one of these occasions. And I will defend you and we'll take this to court.
See, but
if you hear anything different,
like
please
this,
make
Don,
a deal.
They never ask their client if they're guilty.
Well, I think
like
he
I'm
should
sure
hear.
That Johnny Cochran never asked OJ, did you really do this? They don't want to know.
See, but in this case, though, it's not a criminal case. You can get out of this. You can't buy your way out of a criminal case. OJ couldn't buy out of that case. Deshaun Watson could have bought his way out of this.
How about at the very
sad
least,
to say that, but it's true.
What did you do? Because maybe it's a situation where, you know, he will tell Harden something where Harden's like, no, Deshaun, you can't do that. You probably thought it was okay, but you know what? If that's what's going to come out of this, you're not going to win. Or you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So I think you got to have that conversation. So maybe it's not, are you guilty? But having a conversation, because so many women have come out here. And as Peter said, he can buy himself out of this and then just throw, you know, plead ignorance, pay off the women, go to a rehab somewhere, and then just try to save his career.
Well, Deshaun Watson may not be the only high-profile NFL star with some legal trouble. An attorney filed a complaint against Rams star pass rusher Aaron Donald with Pittsburgh police Wednesday, saying that the defensive tackle and others assaulted the 26-year-old client at an after-hours club last weekend. Attorney Todd Hollis said his client, DeVincent Spriggs, needed 16 stitches and suffered a broken orbital bone, a broken nose, a concussion, and a sprained or broken arm. The alleged attack happened around 3 a.m. on Sunday. There's all photo to back up the alleged facial injuries. According to the lawyer, the plaintiff, or the would-be plaintiff, inadvertently bumped into Donald, and an incident ensued inside the Boom Boom Room nightclub. Yes, there are still clubs called the Boom Boom Room, at least in Pittsburgh. When they got outside, because both parties were asked to leave, when they got outside, Mr. Donald approached Mr. Spriggs, and Mr. Spriggs was punched and attacked again, allegedly, by Mr. Donald and the individuals who were part of his group.
Now, how do we know that it was accidental when he bumped into him?
We don't. Donald is a Pittsburgh native, star player at Pitt, spends a lot of time there during the offseason, and apparently is a fan of the Boom Boom Room.
You know, this
Boom
kind of
Boom it was.
Eerily similar, Michael. I believe it was also in Pittsburgh with Darrell Revis, remember? Similar situation, you know, like his you know, posse beat up a guy, and then we found out that it wasn't Revis that threw the punch.
Wasn't that like a weird, that was such a weird story, in the parking lot or something?
See, now, Peter, when the Summer of K officially starts and we're going out late at night, we're walking away from this stuff. We're not letting people, you know, goad us into these sorts of things. We're just walking away. No. Somebody starts, we're just walking away.
Summer of K.
There's little hints, Michael, that you probably are going some.
Michael just started getting like all these stories, one after another, started coming out. Club fights, caught smoking weed. Like, how many think the Yankees would let you get there, Michael, before they called an end to it all?
It's a good question. I think two would be the limit.
Well, search for the clues when you guys are out there, okay? After hours and Boom Boom Room. Doesn't take to be a Mensa member to say, you know what, maybe we need to go somewhere.
Wait, isn't that the name of your fourth book?
Don's book, After Hours in the Boom Boom Room.
And you know what? It's a picture book.
And then I'll quickly follow it with Little Wooden Box.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Over the weekend, we learned that A-Rod and a billionaire friend are supposedly...
The guy has no name. He's a billionaire friend.
Mark Lohr. I don't know who he is.
He's a billionaire friend.
Are working to become the new owners of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards of the T-Wolves was asked about A-Rod becoming the potential new owner.
And we haven't gotten to chat with you since the news this weekend that Alex Rodriguez was getting ready to buy in as an owner here. Do you have any thoughts about him? Are you an A-Rod fan at all growing up or anything like that? What do you think about what he might bring to the team?
A fan? What do you mean? Like, who is he?
The baseball player, Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah, no, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I know he's going to be the owner, but I don't know nothing about baseball.
Unbelievable.
But listen to the follow-up here about how he could have played baseball himself.
I used to play baseball when I was young. Yeah, it'd be hot. I could have went to the MLB.
MLB?
Yeah.
I am not surprised.
I'm serious, though.
I love your confidence. What positions did you play?
I played pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, you were the best player on your team.
Is that the name? Now we talking.
You could hit the ball.
But I was fourth, fifth hitter. You know what that means.
Clean up, yeah.
Straight clean up on aisle three.
Yeah, I don't think he really has a real good grasp on baseball because you don't play pitcher.
Right. I want to defend him.
No, I don't.
No, because don't be baseball boy.
I am baseball boy.
No, but he's 19 years old. Alex played 5 years ago, right? So he grew up in Atlanta. So he's got to know everything that's going on with the Yankees and baseball. Yeah, he played baseball. There's a lot of kids who play baseball that aren't, like, knowing all the players in the league.
Well, here's the one thing you could say to defend him. If he was a good enough athlete to become a good NBA player, it is possible, Don, would you agree, that as a, let's say, elementary into middle school age kid, he could have been a good enough athlete to be an amazing baseball player and barely even know the game? Is that possible, given that he made it to the NBA?
But, okay, so in the last 5 years, okay, Alex Rodriguez has become much more mainstream than just baseball fans knowing him. He's been on Shark Tank. He's dating J-Lo.
A lot of 19-year-olds are sitting there watching Shark Tank.
Okay, fair. 19-year-olds don't know who J-Lo is.
Well,
come on.
Now listen, I'm a big fan of Alex Rodriguez, but you're supposed to know, like, the guy dancing funny when J-Lo's on stage, that's what kind of he's been when in that relationship, right? He's not the biggest name in that relationship.
Don, doesn't this work against your often repeated phrase that you weren't alive during the Civil War, but you know what it is?
But I just want to know, is if for a 19-year-old kid who's consumed with basketball and played baseball, but clearly not as well as basketball, otherwise he didn't make it to the MLB.
He played pitcher.
A guy that had retired 5 years earlier and played in New York when he was growing up in Atlanta. Listen, he wasn't alive for all those, you know, brave Yankee World Series or anything. You think that's the problem with baseball, right? Kids aren't sitting there watching games on Sunday night baseball on ESPN.
So for 5 days prior to that interview, it was reported in Minnesota that A-Rod was buying the team. You think, since you have like 4 more years in Minnesota, wouldn't you do like some due diligence to find out who this guy is, how he's made his living?
No.
Also surprising, no one would have said anything in the locker room about it. You don't think one of those guys would have been like, man, it'd be crazy if A-Rod, J-Lo were here all the time. You don't think anyone said that?
Because there are a bunch of young basketball players that probably don't care. Again, we live in Yankee land. We live in baseball land. These guys who played basketball all their life, they probably don't care. They probably don't even know a lot of the NBA players when they were growing up. They just played. He's 19 years old.
And also, you know what's becoming a thing, too? It's not the MLB. It's MLB. It's not the MLB. Stop it. It started with politicians who wanted to get involved with the decision about pulling out of the Atlanta area to do the All-Star game. So they started to criticize the MLB because politicians have no idea about sports. And now you get players like Anthony Edwards going, I could have made the MLB. No, no. You could have made MLB. Could have made baseball.
But you do the MLB because, I mean, it's the NBA because it's the association. It's the NFL because it's the league. You can't say the baseball.
Yeah, you can't say the Major League Baseball. No, it's MLB.
But, Michael,
it's a big
there
point.
Are people that play in the MLB that may not know A-Rod.
Well, I'm sorry, Don. I'm not going to sit here and celebrate stupidity and ignorance.
No, but I don't think it's stupidity, Michael.
Oh, Andrew, I want to bring Andrew in here. Andrew, you feel very strongly about this issue. Please check in with Don here.
About the MLB issue or the Anthony Edwards
issue?
No,
about the fact that you're shocked that Don is taking this position.
Well, yeah, this is an anti-Don stance. I wonder if this is Don just kind of flexing his argument muscles. Like, he loves to argue, so he's just kind of going to take the other side on this one.
Now, a 19-year-old kid from Atlanta is supposed to know a baseball player that retired 5 years ago?
But you're acting like he's like
– He's not just some baseball
player.
Yeah,
you're acting like he's Ronald Torres. He's Alex Rodriguez.
I know he's the best baseball player in the world. But if you don't follow the game, even if you play it – Michael, how many guys that played in Major League Baseball – like, didn't know who Babe Ruth was.
But I understand. This guy is prominent now. Do you think that Anthony Edwards knows who Derek Jeter is?
No.
I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't. Again, we live in a baseball world. We live in a baseball town. We care about baseball and follow it all the time. A kid that's 19 years old that was, 14 the last time Alex Rodriguez played.
Okay, so question. Would you be upset to learn if Anthony Edwards, who grew up in Atlanta, didn't know who Hank Aaron was?
I don't know how prominent that he follows. Just because you play baseball or basketball doesn't know they mean you have to follow the history of it.
I think Anthony Edwards did his best work in ER. I'm just surprised he's become a great basketball player.
I'm just defending the fact that I think that sometimes what we think because of the world we live in is common knowledge to the rest of the world, I think, is ridiculous.
Can you remember this, Andrew, the next time he yells at me for not knowing something?
You know, Peter, you know what this
when
is?
When did I ever do
Peter? Let me just talk to you, Peter.
All the time.
This is Michael said it, so I'm coming down on the other side because I hate Michael.
I'm being honest
everything
with
Michael
you.
Says, I hate. No. I disagree with everything that he believes in, everything.
I just think it's so funny that sports people that are paid to know sports, who talk sports 4.5 hours, now just assume that everybody in the world is supposed to know it the way we do.
Okay, then why do I know who Strom Thurmond is?
Common knowledge for us.
I'm not a political reporter.
Kids 19 years old, grew up in Atlanta, probably never watched a baseball game on television, is supposed to automatically know who Alex Rodriguez is.
Not automatically, but he had 5 days to digest that Alex Rodriguez was buying the team that he plays for.
You think he looked up the other guy?
Also, by the way, Carl Anthony Towns, right?
Yeah.
Grew up idolizing A-Rod. He's the star of the team. You don't think he mentioned it in the locker room? He waxed poetic. His mom, who just passed away, they played J-Lo music in her funeral procession because she was obsessed with him. And when he was a little kid, his mother put on an Alex Rodriguez jersey when they were in Target and told him to walk out with it because they couldn't afford it. You don't think he told that story to his teammates?
I don't know if he did or didn't.
He's the leader of the team.
You got to tell every story in the world. A kid grew up in Jersey. He was a baseball fan.
But
who Alex Rodriguez?
But
this kid didn't.
But Carl Anthony Towns was obsessed with A-Rod.
Right.
He's the star of the team. The guy's buying the team. You don't think at some point in that locker room he's talking, can you believe A-Rod's buying this team? And Anthony Edwards is picking at his hair like he did during the press conference?
I just figured it's some billionaire's buying the team. You think he was looking up the other guy?
But, okay, some billionaire. Then why would Carl Anthony Towns be freaking out over some billionaire? He's freaking out because Alex Rodriguez was his idol growing up.
Guys, let's move on. We only have a couple minutes left. Browns
I'm
and
– I hate the fact to put words in my mouth. I argue what I argue. No Don LaGreca argument. It's an argument. And when I disagree, I disagree.
Wait, so it's Andrew suggesting almost that, like, Don has a button. And Nancy walked by and was like, I feel like hearing Don argue today. And she pushed the Don argue button, and he's just going.
Oh, you like don't know me. You don't know my address.
Peter, it's a jukebox. Just put a quarter in a large.
Yeah, that's I'm just a pair of clown shoes sticking out of the closet. That's what I am.
Why do you take it there? Why do you take it there?
Because I know.
You are Mr. Tunes. You put a quarter in, you'll sing any song.
C3.
You think I'm that simple. All right.
The Browns and Jadeveon Clowney have reached a one-year deal.
Wow, what happened, Peter?
What, with Jadeveon?
Yeah.
I mean, he was number one overall pick in 2014. Started out amazing. Now he's been nothing. Now he'll be playing with Myles Garrett. You never know. You know when someone pops up and all of a sudden starts playing a different level. But we'll
you know what Jadeveon has, right? He's got clowny shoes sticking
clowny
out of
the closet. I knew you'd say that. UFC 264, that features Poirier McGregor 3, July 10th in Vegas at T-Mobile. Guys, that will be your first full indoor UFC event, 20,000 fans in July. That'll do it for ENN on this Wednesday evening.
Wow, beautiful. I love it. What a show. What a show. I'm only sorry I wasn't here for 4.5 hours, but tomorrow, 2 to 6:30, we got a big $500 bill to give away in the first hour because we're giving away $10,000 in all. We've got the big fella following us. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be great. We'll talk Knicks Nets tomorrow. It's going to be unbelievable. And in the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.